of a motion picture currently being made by National Lampoon, and the following is a demonstration of some of their religious beliefs.
Fantastic things have already happened, and more are getting ready to happen. This is because the planet on which you are residing has entered the space age. You are a most unusual individual, and decidedly in the minority.
Oh, another victim of confusion?
Decidedly.
I remember I was talking to a little girl the other day who was in high school, and she told me she had heard they taught her all about communism in high school.
They teach them that.
And they had taught her all about Jesus. And, she knew all about illicit drugs and how to smoke pot.
She knows about that.
She hadn't heard anything about the word of Bob or the bleeding head of the World Cup golfer. It's just disgusting what the secular Trevinoists have done in our public schools.
I don't get
now
next.
You have all these anxieties, burdens, right in front of you on the
space.
And I am going to count to three. And when I count to three, I would like you to visualize, to see those plates filled with those anxieties and burdens being lifted up, knowing that they are going to be lifted up and that they are going to be taken care of by our Lord.
Cast off the straitjacket of hypernormality. All of you suffering, slackless souls in the radio audience, I want you to hear me now. The conspiracy has tried to keep the healing powers of slack enhancement therapy away from you. Voice on the radio. I want you to feel the inner power of your own slack center. I want you to stand up from where you're sitting now and come over to the radio where you hear my voice reaching out to you.
It's inescapable. All men have made to create every step. Every iota of activity by all subgeniuses has led to this moment you are listening to, and now you must die.
What the hell do you think you're doing? It should be painfully obvious by now that the world as we know it won't last too damn much longer. And what are you doing about it? Going to work or school, coming home, moving around. What's gonna happen to your routine when all the comes down on us at once? Don't you feel responsible for trying to help this endangered planet? No? Good. The fact is, it's too late. There is one damn thing you as an individual can do about eco disaster, nuclear death, overpopulation, and so forth. Things are going to hell on a fast train, and about the only thing you or anyone else besides the Rockefellers can do about it is to just sit back and watch the show. But remember, the end of the world may be much worse and take a whole lot longer than you thought. The mere act of sitting in your home watching everything fall apart on TV may be too much for even the stoutest brains to take. In fact, the more alert and intelligent you are, the quicker you'll likely be driven to suicide by the sheer hideousness of what you'll be seeing. Will you be ready? Will you still be sane enough to laugh with that?
Everybody says I'm paranoid. They all think I'm crazy. They all smile to my face, but they'd like to see me die.
And to attain the slack of Bob, a subgenius must fight a vast and powerful conspiracy, what Pope Meyer calls the Pinks.
Pink is sort of that ruddy glow in the cheeks you see on people who want to sell you something you don't really need, who want to take away that which means the most to you and give it back to you for a profit. Now, who has come along to save us from this conspiracy? This conspiracy that would feed you this trap. It's Bob. He could sell anything to anybody. He was a foregoing, full-fledged, blue-ribbon member of the conspiracy. Selling and selling and selling and selling. And one day he discovered a fantastic secret. A secret that had been hidden. The secret of slack.
The Church of the Subgenius, a parody of weird cults, has some 3,000 devoted members who have bought thousands of pamphlets, stickers, cassettes, and T-shirts, all bearing the trademark of Bob's smiling face with a pipe stuck in his mouth.
Oh, that's a nice speaker social gospel. Did you know that your mind is a lawn and it can be mowed?
Responsible yes. For that animation.
Yes. Dobbs is the lawnmower.
That's the bathroom. Tell him. Tell him all about how Dobbs changed your life. I used to be a nothing. I used to be a nobody. I found Bob. I swear to hell, Bob has changed my life. I can sell anything. I can sell anything. I can sell you. I can sell Dobbs. Yeah. I swear to hell, if you believe in Bob, if you believe in anything, give. You gotta reach. You gotta reach. Not into your heart. The place where the soul resides. You gotta reach. Deep down inside of that most secret place. That deep down inside place. The place where no one else goes. You gotta reach into your wallet.
Bob is here for one reason and one reason only. That's to bring slack to the slack.
Bob is that big, all-pervasive figure that encompasses Spuddom on the planet Earth.
And what is Spuddom?
It's the human condition. It's things falling apart. It's fat ladies in double knit jumpsuits beating their kids in Kroger's.
Children, what is the greatest disease here in America? Well, some of us believe it's boredom. Yes, and no me. And you run hither and yon. You'll do those false drugs. You'll take that false life. You'll earn that false money to fight that and no me. But children, Bob is already fighting it for you. You don't know it because you have not ties unto Bob, that which is Bob. But when you do, Bob is on your side and you on his, and he is coming for you.
For Bob so loved the mutants that he gave his only begotten bleeding head of Arnold Palmer for them, that the subgeniuses could someday reign supreme. Praise Bob.
Praise Bob.
Bob is your big brother.
Shit to them fly, Bob. He has a mystic sales potential that you can tap. If you can only let go of your conspiracy training.
You gotta stop thinking with your brain. If I think with your foot, you've been walking on your damn foot.
Oh,
you don't even
know
anymore.
And speaking of pagan idolatry, we have a very special guest now. We have two of the local bishops of the Church of the Subgenius here in Toronto, and a very special guest, J.R. Bob Dobbs himself.
Okay, this is a real privilege. I want to say that this evening is both extremely ecstatic and sad. I have to be in state host here in this fiction called Canada. At the same time, I'm witnessing the ripoff of my church in Dallas, the National Lampoon. These tapes are being sent out by the dupes of the conspiracy, the pinks, the glorps, the normals, 66.6% of the world's population. And I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce my associates, who I won't let to speak yet. I'll just say their names. On my middle is Bob Fox. On my other middle is Bob Locks. And I am the J.R. Bob Dobbs. I'd like to say that if anybody's read the book that's come out through McGraw-Hill, which now refuses to distribute it for various reasons, that the plan for the Exodus return on July 5th, 1998 has been speeded up due to the speed of light conditions we live under, and it will happen at least before the election, if not in October. You've heard rumors of it. It's called the October Massacre. And the only strategy we have now is to spread this thing quickly. We have to get rid of the present government of Canada and set up a monarchy. Because the future is bringing in the anti-Bob forces. They must be infiltrated, not just that future, but all futures. They have to be infiltrated. This is serious. And the only way to do that is to make me King of Canada so I can work into the secret Venetian blind system of the Council of Ten, which our associate Linda LaRouche has talked about occasionally. Bob Fox, has something to say?
Yeah, I've got a question for you, Bob Fox, for all the people out there, because it's a special opportunity tonight. But for everybody out there who's been listening to you and has a big question in their mind and burning in the back of their mind, I want to bring it to the front. What do you do if your government has been taken over by foreigners and you know that their goal is to run it into the ground? They have started to take over most of the media as well as the government and other communicative channels. Do we write a novel, send telegrams, or leave the country? What do we do, Bob?
Well, Bob, you do all three.
Okay, we do all three. What about Bob Locks? Bob Locks has a question.
Bob Locks stands for smokes. I'd like to offer some smoked salmon for people in Canada, especially since the Queen's been visiting. And especially I'd like to give a special assortment of...
Come on, Bob, you're not being yourself.
To... give a special assortment of sushi to the PM that put his hand on the
Didn't you have an experience with the media recently?
I ran into the media.
Yeah, about the KAL 007 story?
Yeah.
You were doing work for our group there, and what happened?
Well, there was a little media experiment there. I had a lot to talk about the John Bircher that went down in the Sea of Japan, and I asked around the journal, you know, what the hell had happened. That they obviously knew what it had gone down. That the 007 jet was being used for espionage purposes by the CIA.
The anti-Bob forces.
The anti-Bob forces. Yes, thank you very much. And I inquired. I said, "You guys know that, right?" And they said, yeah, we know that. So I said, well, why are you letting the anti-Bob forces propaganda to stand in the media? At that point, of course, they were shouting that the anti-Bob forces had shot down the anti-Bob forces. But,
What was their response to that?
Their response was that everybody knows that anyway. And I said, no, they don't. Media is the only way that anybody's going to know anything. You guys got your finger on the little button, you know. But
you couldn't force anything out of them.
Couldn't force anything out of them. And then, you know, 3 years later or 2 years later, the Manchester Guardian forces a little anti-Bob material out. To, you know,
about 200 years later. We live in at the speed of light
now.
Yeah,
200 years later.
But, Bob, in an age of gigantic pictorial illusionism and journalistic exaggeration of concealment, certainly the truth in conversation has disappeared everywhere. Nowhere that we go anywhere do we run into any truth in conversation. The pictorial illusion is so rampant and so massive and so environmental that most people miss it, and it's disappeared everywhere except at Club 22, Bob.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Club 22. This is our new program. We have the seven holy offices. We'd like to acquaint you with some of the major points made by these seven holy offices. First of all, there's no music except for Frank Zappa. The major rhetorician is, you know, Marshall McLuhan, the greatest international Canadian ever to have lived. The important religious point, the grammarian is Herbert W. Armstrong, who has pointed out that we are Israel, not the land known as Judah in the Bible. It's very not known that the Jews attacked Israel. That's the first mention of the Jews in the Bible. They attacked Israel. So who's Israel? We are, of course. The other holy office is astronomy, which deals with Dr. Beter. Now, Dr. Beter has made the amazing revelation that we had the Battle of the Harvest Moon on September 27th.
1977.
And ever since then, the Russians have conquered space. They shot down the space lab. Reagan has been a clone. The present pope is a clone for the secret Russian groups that Lena Rouche is exposing.
The man from IG Farben.
Yeah, he was that man from IG Farben. He now is working for the Russians. That's why Herman Abbs is on the board of the Pope's Opus Dei, the right-wing organization, extreme fascist. But the important thing is today, we have the Queen is at the Thompson Hall tonight, and we'd like to inform the people the Queen disappeared a long time ago.
Certainly.
That is not a real human being. That is a
shadow.
Hologram. That's why you cannot touch her, because if you touch her, there's nothing there. She's a hologram. A little noise there for my silly colleague. Let's repeat that important statement at the Roy Thompson Hall. There's
the Queen's hologram.
A hologram there.
He was
moving
the Queen's arm,
there.
And you heard it.
Yeah,
there was a bit of a mechanical stretch noise.
So with the Queen being a hologram, and Reagan a double, and the Pope a Russian clone, where does that leave you, the listener, who is everywhere, actively and passively, on the planet at the speed of light? This important fact of super-angelization has been revealed by Marshall McLuhan. How can you be in two places at once? Only under electronic conditions, when you're everywhere. You're at the whole universe. That's why people take heroin. They want to put on the whole universe, the power.
Yes? Well, Bob, you mentioned one of the battles, the Battle of the Harvest Moon. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the 1907 panic and the Warburg establishment of the Federal Reserve System, a consolidated British top-down financial policy control over the entire U.S. economy, and how London rules the USA.
Well, that was the final coup started with the anti-Lincoln forces in the Civil War by the International Venetian and London and Geneva Fondi, the family trusts that go back to Roman times. They're basically Gnostics. They're funding the book Holy Blood, Holy Grail. But what happened in 1907? They took over the banking top-down control and set up the Federal Reserve in 1913. Now, I infiltrated these banking organizations in the 40s. In the early 50s, there was an advertising executive, and I tell you, there are men in black is the best you can describe. At the highest levels of negotiations, there are any banker, any CIA operative, when he speaks his opinion, he always looks for a nod from the men in the black off in the shadows. Now, these guys are agents of the elder gods who my leader, Jehovah, is dealing with exceedingly difficultly.
But yeah. Now, Bob, praise be Bob, what is the Bohemian Grove, then?
Oh, you'll be hearing about that on my agent's show on Thursday, The International Connection.
Oh.
But wait a minute, here comes Jack. Jack Nicholson just walked in. Jack, I'm glad you can make it. You've done extraordinarily bad work recently for the church, but you're paying your bills, renewing your dues membership. What do you have to say about your recent Rolling Stone interview?
Well, thanks very much, Bob. I was wondering if you'd get onto that topic. I've just come in from Mulholland Drive. It's raining out in California. It's raining very hard there. It's a hard rain, a hard, hard rain gonna fall, as they say. But, was doing a little work for the Heart Campaign in the States, and, of course, that's fallen flat on its proverbial jakey, as they might say. And we're all waiting for the Reaganites to take over. I don't know how anybody could vote for Reagan, a man who has created a $400 billion deficit, which is three times the deficit of the aggregate deficit of the previous presidents of the total United States. But I'm sure that Americans feel that Reagan gives them bowls, you know. He gives them the orange bowl.
Super bowl, the cotton bowl.
The cotton bowl. I go, but I don't like, I watch basketball. That's a lot nicer.
Well, Jack, what do you think of the festivals you were seen there?
Oh, that's a hell of a pagan rite, isn't it? Yeah, I was down there.
Yeah, Gnosticism incarnate there.
Yeah, there was a couple of guys that came up to me. They said they were down at a local comedy club doing me. I said, oh, get out of here, you stupid young punks, you know.
Cheshire, you gave the Cheshire eye look, right?
Yeah, there was a little bit of a Cheshire cat thing going. Yeah, I had two white eyes
for
them.
And you kill people, right? You said in Rolling Stone you would do things that you would get hanged for before.
Well, yeah, well, I mean,
you and
people used to get hung for having this much fun, you know. But I've got my own Star Wars, as they say.
I don't think you're the real Jack. I think we're going to have to turn you off. Listen, Bob Locks, could you come back? Here, Bob, take Jack's seat. Get rid of him. I don't think that's a real Jack.
I'm Bob. Bob
Seymour. Listen, you guys, let's have a little interrogation.
Well, I want to...
Who do you really represent, Mr. Fox? Come on now. You have safe housed me. I don't think I'll get out of this station alive tonight. What? We've got all night to talk. Now, what... We got you locked. You thought I was trapped. You looked like you worked for the mafia. I mean, various people pointed that out to me that I could see. But I wanted to see how far you wanted to take this. What? Come on. Explain yourself in relation to me.
Well, Bob, I wanted to just organize ignorance here for discovery, that's all, on developing comprehensive awareness. It's great to have you here in Toronto, to have you here so that we could ask you the questions.
Yeah, but you're
I don't want to bring out any private point of view, Bob. In the electric age, when we're moving in the electrically configured world...
Doesn't matter who you are.
Can't afford a stationary target or goal where everything else is moving. But, Bob, mankind today lives in a global theater where everything, as we know from masterpiece theater to the revolutions in Iran, are carefully written, casted, staged, produced, performed, the whole ball of wax.
A lot of them by me.
That's right, and when we live in a museum without walls or have music as a structural part of our sensory environment, Bob, the question, and I'm getting to the question is obviously new strategies of attention and perception have to be created. Now, a really up-and-coming writer, B.W. Powell, has talked about the do-it-yourself kit, Marshall.
Hi, Bruce, we know you're listening.
Marshall McLuhan passed on, and perhaps you've got a do-it-yourself kit for us today.
Actually, do. It's the play is called Who's Forgotten Furry Lint, and that play is going to be an extraordinary bomb into the Canadian cultural scene. I think they'll have to rewrite the whole history.
A lot of fuzzy thinking going on.
Huh? Oh, yeah, the Center of Fuzzy Thinking will have its representatives there. But Mr. Fox, I've confronted you. I'd like to confront Mr. Locks?
Bob Seymour, I guess.
Yeah, Bob Seymour, yes. You're mentioned in the Torba document. You're responsible for shooting Oswald. You're the double.
I am not the umbrella man.
Who
hijacked
him?
That's Gordon Novel.
I am a double. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, what about the movie Flashpoint? Is that about you?
It's a movie about Chris Christopherson with a trench coat. He goes around flashing people. No, really. It's about me, yes.
Yeah, okay, Bob. Now, you've tried to kill me several times.
They tried to say that
you followed church sticks, and you've tried to kill me several times. You failed because, you know, having been through Dobbstown, you know how difficult it is to deal with me since I'm not really human, right?
Right.
So what would you do if I attempted to strangle you now? Would you accept that fate? Because one of the slogans of the Bob Church is, feed me or kill me.
Praise be, Bob. What would I do faced with that choice? I would, feed me.
I can't tell if I'm being hit or being made love to, man. This is good. This is really nice. I'm not going to come, am I? Come on, I have a couple of years.
Sounds like jazz to me, Bob.
Bob, do you want to get back to that do-it-yourself kit?
No,
what happened?
The do-it-yourself is Club 22. Right? Club 22?
Club 22. We were talking about the seven holy offices of Club 22.
Yeah, what were the others? James Joyce, Lynn LaRouche, May Brossel, arithmetic.
Arithmetic.
But these points are not relevant.
What do these people do?
These people offer comprehensive awareness. But let's deal with the problem I've got. If you guys aren't real supporters of me,
right.
I have to start over again. This has been a 40-year plan. I've been usurped in Dallas by the TV program JR and Dynasty in Dallas and these people.
The $8 million man.
Yeah, these things have happened. So what I need is support. If you could start raising money, or at least dope. Dope is the main agent for raising funds in politics. Right. Dope and weapons trading. If you could get this thing going, then we could have me king at least by November 4th. The parliament opens on November 5th, I think.
We got a one-minute call.
We have a signal from the boys.
We have a diplomatic pouch coming in, especially via the Vatican, I think. Yes, the Vatican has been recognized in diplomatic circles. They have a pouch, a very big pouch. It's
the Queen.
The Queen.
The Queen's in the pouch.
The Queen is in the pouch.
Well, we've had the Queen and the Pope, and what other actors are going to be coming into town soon?
Gromyko, is he coming?
Well, he's in Washington now.
Yeah, he's playing Washington. He's down there.
There are no other actors. Everybody's dead. It's a planet of the dead.
How do we find the backstage door?
They all came in.
We come to Club 22.
They all came in. They made their little presence known just before the ultimate actor himself, Ronnie Reagan, got reelected. They all made sure they shook hands. They're happy now.
Ever since City of London's been controlling the printing presses with putting the Queen's money on our money and controlling the Federal Reserve Bank. Does it really matter whether we have an election? Should we just not have a...
No, we don't need
generic,
democracy.
Generic presidents? No.
We need a monarchy. We need a monarchy.
Hijack the Oval Office?
We will be having regional monarchies under the swerve government of the anti-bob, so it's very important that we put on a genuine fake of the King of Canada so we can enter the councils of discussion. And like they did with Hitler in 1944, attempt to blow him up at the discussion. We won't fail this time, and I'll be ready for the excess that are coming at least by December.
But we know that the British set up the German Frankenstein monster, and it went out of control and turned on them.
It's all right to go out of control now. We're totally free to go out of control.
Okay. That's the final word from the Reverend Bob of Club 22.
Will the real Bob please blow up?
Last word.
We're going to end this show with a warning about these insidious new cults.
All men will revere you, almost as a god yourself.
Bob.
Exotic wearing apparel, a bizarre beard, and a mastery of the art of mass hypnotism are their stock in trade.
Then
have
them worn the beast, it's called a public. Then get one man to say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, leave it not, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, today there is a growing interest in so-called psychic phenomena, such as mental telepathy, Ouija board messages, automatic writing,
clairvoyance, extrasensory perception, hypnotism, and spiritistic seances. This is a sign of the last days.
This week on CKLN's Two Important Hours, Tuesday at 8 p.m., we'll be playing the latest from the Beastie Boys and their hardcore music. It's called Pollywogs 2, and it's a neat...